The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
A tropical twist. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show as we are shoulder to shoulder in the air everywhere as we lead you down the primrose path coast to coast, border to border and beyond on the vast and refreshingly powerful microphones of FSR. Emanating live from the park, the trailer park of the radio schedule, the dreaded overnight shift here, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. Hope all is well with you. Our lead this hour coming from the NFL, kind of. As you know, we're in the middle of the month of May. We are in the dead period of the NFL calendar, the calm after the NFL draft. And for the next month and a half, not a whole lot moving around. That's the way it is. And training camp will start early to mid-July. Things will really get cranked up again. But there's plenty of news hovering over Deshaun Watson, the storm cloud. Following Watson around. Now, if you've not heard the latest, and perhaps not, let me give you the abbreviated recap. So we learned that NFL officials reportedly met with the troubled Browns quarterback, Deshaun Watson. Not troubled financially, but his reputation is troubled. This took place in Texas, supposedly on Monday, and that has led to chatter, radio chatter, that the NFL is getting close to bringing down the hammer, some discipline for Deshaun Watson, who has been stuck in a holding pattern since the massage madness. Did not play last season, was not suspended, but was in the doghouse with the Houston Texans. Now, at the same time, Deshaun Watson and the people around Watson made sure to get some information out. They wanted you to know that Watson is planning a Bafo Saco retreat for the Cleveland Brown offense, an all-inclusive, all-expenses-paid team bonding trip to the Bahamas for off-season workouts. And no, Baker Mayfield was not invited. Now, the better story here is the investigation into Watson. We'll get to the tropical vacation. Better get your passport ready for that. So let's discuss. Now, the question, true or false, the NFL is about to issue punishment in the Deshaun Watson case. This has been the popular narrative going around. So I am going false on that. I'm going false on there's about to be punishment coming down. I've got Winnie the Pooh, maritime rules, and blocking fullback. And we will tie all of these random things together, and that will be the foundation of this Maller monologue. So, A, I do not, I cannot believe that the NFL is about to dole out any ruling in the Deshaun Watson case, no matter what pundit bloviates it. This is merely doing your due diligence to make it seem like the NFL is on top of this story. And it's wishful thinking on the part of some of my colleagues, fellow media hacks here, who are throwing that out. The only way, there's only one scenario that this ends in terms of punishment anytime soon, and that is if Deshaun Watson opens up the wallet, blows off the cobwebs there, and he forget the wallet. He can pull out a checkbook and get one of those cartoon-sized checks and write one for every one of the people involved in the lawsuit, the outstanding claims against him in the civil lawsuits. Other than that, this thing is going to drag on and on and on and on and on. It already has. How long have we been talking about this? And Deshaun Watson and his kielbasa, a fresh topic of conversation. Whenever in doubt, throw Watson out. Now, Watson, he has been able so far to sidestep criminal charges, but the civil lawsuits can still sink his battleship. That is enough to get him in a whole lot of trouble. Now, from what we are told, the NFL has taken a page out of Winnie the Pooh's playbook in terms of hibernation, suspended animation. Roger Goodell, who will lie right to your face, Roger Goodell and his underlings, do not want to get boxed into a corner here. That's what we've been hearing. They don't want to get boxed into a situation where they issue punishment and then there are more taboo, salacious, crude, and rude stories that come out. Because we've only heard the tip of the iceberg on the details involving Watson. There's a whole lot we don't know about that isn't on the public record that by the time this is all done will be on the public record. We'll all be able to keep track of all the details. So you don't want to decide punishment. Clearly, common sense would say you don't decide punishment before you get all the lawsuits go through the legal system. Now, keep in mind that Tony Busby, he's the creepy attorney on the other side for the women, and he has taken the stance here of slow-walking this. Now, Watson likely will not face these civil cases until after the upcoming 2022 NFL season, and that is by design here. That is encouraging Deshaun Watson to play ball, to cut a check, to settle the civil lawsuits. because ultimately it's going to cost him more money. The Cleveland Browns conspired with Deshaun Watson. They were side by side in cahoots here, the seedy, dirty Brownies, to limit the 2022 salary of Watson. So we talked about this in the past, but if you missed it, that means that if he's suspended this year, the financial hit is very, very small. Very, very small. But if he is suspended in 2023, there'll be a more painful deduction. But who are we kidding here? Watson got so much money, the riches of Solomon, from the Cleveland Browns, it's not going to affect his quality of life in any way. Even if he were to write a gigantic check, as we talked about, to everyone that's made these accusations, it wouldn't matter. He'd still live a life of Riley, a life of luxury. All right, now part B of this, turning the page. Is this Deshaun Watson team bonding trip to the Bahamas something or nothing? All right, so the way I would answer that, in terms of impacting the football team, it is nothing. But for Watson, it is something. Don't be a rube here. Now, again, it's not going to help the Cleveland Browns win a football game in late December in bad weather because they're wearing the banana hammock in the Bahamas. That won't do diddly squat. A vacation in May is not going to help you in the NFL season. That's just wishful thinking by people that want free vacations. Now, there is a not-so-hidden agenda in play here. Ulterior motives, if you will. And I'd like to think that every man, woman, and child knows what's going on, but we did issue the warning not to be a rube. And the reason that we issued the warning not to be a rube, this is all about IMAGE, image, Deshaun Watson's image. They're trying to reinvent Deshaun Watson's brand. Deshaun's associates made sure to leak this story to the handful of useful idiots in the media. You know who they are. Those useful idiots in the media then cultivated the story, passed it all over the place, the echo chamber, that these relationships. And all these athletes have it. It's not just Deshaun Watson. They've all got their favorites, but they've made pals with certain reporters. And essentially, they're megaphones to get the word out. As they say in PR, good publicity always involves great planning. Like knowing which reporter will be a blind sheep and repeat whatever you tell them. Now, this is all an effort to weather the storm and change the narrative. And you spend, how much do you think it's going to cost Watson? 27 people. You figure a private flight, hotel rooms in the Bahamas. What do you think? $80,000, $100,000? How much does that cost? Because you figure you get a discount because it's a volume group. So let's say it's $100,000. You get the meathead, low information fan, the slobbering football fan who praises your leadership. That's a leader, Deshaun Watson. That's our guy. And then you get speculation. How's the trip to the Bahamas? How's that going to work out? Now, I would like to address that because we know Watson's got a fetish. He loves a good massage from an Instagram girl. So does he bring the masseuses from Instagram with him because he's leaving the United States, going to the Bahamas, and figures I can get away with it in the Bahamas? And is this a repeat? Years ago, there was a great scandal. I wish social media had been booming back in the days when the Minnesota Vikings had the infamous Love Boat trip years ago. But my advice to Deshaun Watson, now he's in the Bahamas at a resort, but I assume at some point the Browns offense will get on a boat, and I would advise you to follow the maritime rules. So what that means is when the Browns offense and the massage therapist, the unprofessional massage therapist, get on the boat, I think it's 12 nautical miles. I've never owned a boat. I had a relative that owned a boat one time. But 12 nautical miles from the coastline, and from what I remember, at that point, you're in the high seas. That's where international waters begin and international law, which I think, I might be wrong on this, but I think that means the debauchery is harder to prosecute once you get into international waters at that point. All right, last word here. So will the NFL media establishment read the riot act to Deshaun Watson, or will they insulate Deshaun Watson from the noise? Well, they're going to insulate Watson 100%. We've already seen this with lesser scandals over the years, and we know that the broadcasters are on the take. They are on the payroll for the NFL, and they will work overtime at polishing turds, obedient gatekeepers who will run interference. We know how this goes. Jim Nance over at CBS will work as a blocking fullback. We saw Nance years ago. Peyton Manning was involved in a PED scandal. Story came out, and Jim Nance was, this is nothing. He downplayed the whole thing. Of course, Peyton Manning, it turned out there was a lot of meat on the bone in that PED scandal from the documentary years gone by, with his bride there being the drug mule, if you will, according to the documentary. But the same thing will happen here. The broadcasters will downplay what happened in Houston. They'll celebrate Watson for battling adversity, and claim that Watson was just immature in Houston, but now he's all grown up. The coming of age. And talk about how he's learned from his mistakes and he's grown from them. The only thing that I know has grown has been the bank account. And the most embarrassing move in professional sports, financially, the Cleveland Browns. Tell me you are pathetic without telling me you're pathetic, giving Deshaun Watson $230 million. Wow. And now you get the Bahamas trip, which is only for the offense. Watson's paying, I guess he is paying money for defense, but in Deshaun Watson's world, defense is his lawyers. That's his defense right now. He's not worried about the Browns' defense. He's worried about his legal team and that defense, because that's the most important defense out there at this point. And, well, you can't wait. Watson, when he gets into international waters, right, it's on. It's let's get out the sausage time out on the boat, and we'll see what happens. Massage, massage, massage.
Well, baby, me so horny.
Yeah.
Me so horny. Me love you long time.
What a loser.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Down to only four. That's all that's left of the NBA. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show as we are next door, right? We're right next door to you. In the air everywhere as we smell blood in the water, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and heart-stoppingly powerful microphones of FSR. It actually did happen years ago. A guy had a heart attack on the air with me. Emanating live from under the covers. The covers on your bed. The Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. And our lead this hour is from Pro Bouncy Ball. The calm before the storm. There is no game to break down for Monday night. It was a day of rest. But it's back on. On a Tuesday night, we are into the Final Four of the NBA. The Eastern Conference Finals tip off in just hours. Well, a lot of hours, but tonight in South Beach. Now, the Miami Heat, the higher seed, the Miami Heat have the home court advantage to this series beginning in Florida. The Heat are a 1.5-point favorite over on DraftKings over the Celtics in Game 1. And then on Wednesday, that would be tomorrow, the Western Finals get going in the Bay Area. Golden State in San Francisco, a 5-point favorite, a 5-point favorite over Dallas. Now, all of this has our mind wandering, which is a good thing to do when you host a radio show because your mind generally has to wander. Otherwise, this doesn't quite work. So if you know where I'm going with this, and if you listen a lot, you probably do, but maybe not. So when we get down to this point, you take a couple steps back and you're like, all right, what does TV want? What matchup would provide the most bang for the buck? And Adam Silver, the commissioner over there, and the previous commissioner before him, David Stern, they have a habit in the NBA of greasing the skids a little bit. We get to this point. And to help pushing along on the side, running alongside the kid on the bike and giving a little push so they feel confident. So let us discuss the question here. Down to the final four teams in the National Basketball Association, who does television want in the NBA Finals? And so after a thorough minutes-long analysis of the four teams left, I have come to the position that television would like to see the Golden State Warriors play the Boston Celtics. That is the matchup that TV wants out of these four teams. I've got Colonel Sanders, Needle, and Car Lengths. And we will combine all of these random things together, and we're going to make the Baba Ganoush is what we're going to make. Now, number one. So we'll start with the Warriors. Now, they are the type of team that television swoons over typically. It's a top 10 market. San Francisco / Oakland's the number 6 market. Now, it's actually fallen behind Dallas. There's been so many people moving to Dallas that Dallas is the number 5 television market, actually ahead of San Francisco. Now, nevertheless, in terms of the big picture here, you've got the micro and the macro. Branding, you want, in broadcasting, you're trying to get the most amount of people to consume your product. And up until just recently, the Golden State Warriors have been a staple. They've been a regular at the big boys' table in the NBA. The Mavericks, on the other hand, let's be honest here, they've kind of been on the kiddie table. First-round fodder, the Clippers own them. We know that. The Luka has nightmares about the Clippers from the last couple of years. But not anymore. The perfect recipe for Dallas. They got to play the soft Utah Jazz and then the washed-up Chris Paul. So here they are, a four-win-away situation, and they get to the NBA Finals. But the reason we're going with the Warriors for television is it's the Colonel Sanders recipe, the 11 herbs and spices, the very secret 11 herbs and spices. But when I did my minutes-long investigation, and I looked at all the ingredients, obviously, star power is very important. Steph Curry is a big deal, and the Mavericks have their own big deal, but Steph Curry is a bigger deal because television is a vehicle. It's kind of like chicken, television, or radio for that matter. We're just vehicles to deliver advertising, and Steph Curry is the darling of Madison Avenue. He has whored himself out to sell you cell phones, crypto, cars, shoes, you name it, and Curry is smiling and winking at the camera. In fact, so much so that Curry makes an estimated $42 million from endorsements, which is just slightly less than the $45 million he's making from the Warriors. So he takes in right around $90 million, and it's almost 50-50. It's almost dollar for dollar between endorsements and also his salary from the basketball team he plays for. But it's not just Steph. You've got the big mouth Draymond Green. You've got the comeback kid Klay Thompson, the woke coach Steve Kerr. You've got, as I said, the big market West Coast. Geography plays a factor in this. And television people are convinced that if they get a team in the East, which they're guaranteed to get in the Eastern time zone, a team in the Western time zone, Pacific, that that is going to be a ratings bonanza. And so you've got the top 10 market, as we said, in San Francisco. So a lot of the ingredients all checked in favor of the Golden State Warriors. Now, secondly, why are the Celtics, on page two, why are the Celtics bigger than the Heat for TV? Now, this one's rather obvious here, if you've paid attention at all, that it slaps you right in the schnozola here. Boston is a bigger media market, which television is consumed with. So there's more possible eyeballs, people that would really care in the Boston area, in that region. That's the number 7 market. Miami is number 16. But that only tells you part of the story. The Celtics are a national brand because of the success the franchise had back in the Bronze Age. Most of the Celtics championships happened before modern conveniences like toilet paper. Well, I think toilet paper was around, but cell phones, the internet, any form of modern communication when the Celtics were winning championships regularly did not exist. Now, the reason that they matter in the NBA and they move the needle is generational. Generational. If you don't have a reason to watch the playoffs, either you're not that into basketball or your team is not involved anymore in the playoffs, kind of like me. I have no skin in the game in this. I have a job. That's my skin in the game where I talk about it. But do I really care the outcome of any of these games? Not particularly. But the Celtics are the perfect team, right? Among the breakdown between Miami and Boston, because the Celtics are the type of team you can either cheer for them or root against them. There's no apathy with the Celtics, right? Do you want to annoy the Laker historians? Nothing would annoy them more than the Celtics winning another title and adding on to the legacy. Of course, the Lakers still count their Minnesota championships, which is embarrassing. All the Celtics championships came as the Boston Celtics. Now, also, you've got an opportunity here for TV. They're trying to pump up Jason Tatum, and he's a shooting star. How big a deal is he? Does he resonate with the heart, minds, and souls of the casual NBA observer? Now, on the flip side, see, this is where it gets tough because Miami has actually been better over the last 20 years or so. The Celtics have been lesser than Miami in terms of sustained success over the last couple of decades. Ever since Pat Riley got there, and then he's continued in the front office, and Eric Spoelstra is the coach. But the Heat are not as big a deal nationally. They're just not. And that said, if Miami does get back to the finals, This is an opportunity to legitimize what they did a couple years ago. It was a bogus season. Everything that happened that year was bogus because of COVID. 2020, Miami got to the NBA Finals. But they've proven to be more legit than the Lakers by getting back to the Final Four here and not doing it in a Mickey Mouse bubble in Orlando. And the other thing about Miami where I'm a little conflated here is I like Jimmy Buckets. I'm a fan of Jimmy Butler, the way that Jimmy Butler plays, but I have to go with the greater good here. And the money is on Celtics and Warriors in the finals. And Boston's been able to figure some things out defensively, where even though Kevin Durant got a bunch of points and Giannis Antetokounmpo got a bunch of points, if you look at the breakdown, you go to the nerd stats, and the Celtics were able to force Durant and Giannis Antetokounmpo into very inefficient shooting numbers. Their efficiency rating was not very high, despite the volume of statistics. All right, final point. So let's turn over to Luka. He's got the cleanest ass in basketball. Everyone's kissing his ass the last 24 hours, and rightfully so. But is Luka Doncic capturing the buzz, right? The casual sports TV viewer? I would say, of course, he's been around for a couple of years, so it's not like he just was a shooting light out of nowhere. He's been around. He's been in the on-deck circle as the next big thing. And so you could make the argument the marketing arm of the NBA is loving the global aspect of Luka. But regardless, he is still several car length behind in terms of endorsements when you look at Steph Curry and where he is right now. And Luka, he's a pitch man. He also sells sneakers. They all sell sneakers. Video games, trading cards, and he's got the global appeal. But side by side, Steph Curry's making, we told you, about a little over 40 million doing commercials. And Luka's getting about 10 million. That's going to go up. But at this moment, side by side, advantage Steph Curry. And the Warriors are a much more difficult hurdle for the Mavericks. You mentioned you played a Utah Jazz team that was a softy McSoft. The Suns with washed-up Chris Paul, overrated Devin Booker. And so Dallas has been able to ride the last couple of series, get by those series. Now they're into the Western Finals. And Luka, here's the weird thing about the Mavericks. Like, Luka can average 35 points a game against Golden State in the Western Finals, and I'm still not convinced the Mavericks are going to win because it's a Cinderella situation. You're waiting for the ensemble cast around Doncic, which has played above their means, to realize, wait a minute, we're not that good. And then you get that crack in the glass slipper at midnight. Like, Jalen Brunson has played amazing. I'd give that guy a ton of money in free agency. He's been outstanding for Dallas in this playoff run. Spencer Dinwiddie, who's not been as good, but sporadically, guys like Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, have had their moments in the sun for Dallas to get to this point. Does that continue? And it's going to have to, because the Warriors, it's full mayhem unless they play Memphis and they take the night off because they had whatever they did on Beale Street there. But the Warriors, you know, generally speaking, they're not going to present as easy a path, shall we say. Certainly the Utah Jazz. The Suns have big stars, but a flawed team, as we've seen. We mentioned this in a previous episode. Last 2 years, the Suns have only played two teams that were healthy in the playoffs. They lost both those series. Bogus, 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 bogus would be the statement there.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
So make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Here we go!
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
All right, Koopaloo.
So Damian Lillard made headlines on Sunday when he liked a post on Twitter that said DeAndre Ayton should go win a title with Lillard. Now, Ben, Ayton will be a restricted free agent this offseason. Do you think the Suns let him go?
Yes, DeAndre Ayton is not the centerpiece in Phoenix. He was the number one overall pick, but he's been a tertiary player in Arizona. You got Devin Booker and Chris Paul both slated to come back, both ahead of him. He got into an argument, a kerfluffle with Monty Williams, the coach. So everything's set up for Ayton to be signed and traded. And the Trailblazers are hell-bent to get help for Damian Lillard, but there'll be a bunch of teams, the Knicks, the Spurs, the Utah Jazz teams, bunch of teams lining up to get DeAndre Ayton. Next!
Panthers GM Scott Fitterer said in a recent interview that Sam Darnold is the number one guy on the depth chart right now. Yeah. Ben, will he still be when week one comes around?
All right, so that's up to the Browns and the 49ers. The Panthers are still in the mix to get Baker Mayfield or Jimmy Garoppolo. Either one of those guys immediately ends up the starter in Carolina. The problem here is Sam Darnold's a good practice player. Not a game, practice. So he'll be fine in practice. He's very coachable and all that stuff when he's wearing a red jersey. The problem is when the games begin, and the Panthers have another problem. They know that he doesn't excite the fan base. They drafted a quarterback, Matt Corral, in the third round. I believe when push comes to shove, Darnold will not end up starting in Carolina. He's more likely to be released. Next!
It is being reported that the Clippers will look to acquire John Wall this offseason.
Yeah! Woo!
Ben, is Jerry West too distracted by HBO's Winning Time to give good advice to the Clippers front office?
You're picking on an older gentleman in his 80s. Leave Jerry West alone. He built the Lakers. He made the Lakers back in the day. You're just jealous he's with the Clippers. And the Clippers aren't going to trade for John Wall. If the Rockets release him, they'll sign him for peanuts. Why not? Why not bring in John Wall? How did we do?
You failed this edition.
That's a winner. Your Jerry West hatred sucks.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Leave Jerry West alone.
Loser.
The bitch.
We love Discover Card, by the way.
Loser.
Hey.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
And it is time now for Maller's Mountain of Money. We'll welcome in our contestants here momentarily. This portion of the Ben Maller Show on Fox made possible by Discover. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. Let's welcome in our contestants. We've got Uncle Mo in Brooklyn. Hello, Uncle Mo.
Good morning, Ben. How are you? By the way, if anybody's listening in Pittsburgh, stop complaining about a helmet rule. Your team blew a 3-1 lead. You guys suck.
All right. Hot take from Uncle Mo right off the bat right there. Screw you, Pittsburgh. All right, Uncle Mo, you're a regular. Hold on a sec, buddy. You're going to play our game, and we have a eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's say hello to Zach in Orlando. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Ben.
Welcome in, Zach. How's everything in Orlando?
Everything's going good.
All right. Very good. A man of few words. Hold on a sec, Zach. Let's go back to Uncle Mo. Uncle Mo, who would you like to partner up with on the game, Uncle Mo?
I'm going to go with you, Ben. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. And Zach, who would you like to partner up with, Zach?
Coop, Green Team.
Yeah.
Fellow weed smoker there for you.
Mota.
Coop. All right. What are the categories here? What are we dealing with here?
This is the Janet Jackson edition of Maller's Mountain of Money. She turned 56 years old yesterday. The categories are What Have You Done For Me Lately? Funny How Time Flies Again, and Come Back to Me. And Uncle Mo, you were on first. Which category would you like?
I can't believe there's no category for wardrobe malfunction, but I'll go with again.
Again? All right.
All right.
That is and true. Then, the famous wardrobe malfunction.
Zach, which category would you like?
Come back to me.
All right.
All right. We'll put 45 seconds on the clock. And again, these athletes all won back-to-back championships. Are you ready, Uncle Mo?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, here we go. 45 seconds on the clock. We're on our way. A guard for the Warriors right now. A point guard.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, running back for the Denver Broncos with John Elway.
Terrell Davis.
Yes, star receiver for the 1990s Cowboys with Aikman.
Michael Irvin.
Yes, second baseman for the Big Red Machine in the 1970s.
Joe Morgan.
Yes, left-handed pitcher for the Yankees, went to the Astros, came back.
Andy Pettit.
Yes. Star at Duke, was on, I believe, the Miami Heat, won a couple of NBA championships, played with the Memphis Grizzlies, forwards.
Pass.
All right, pass. Second baseman for the Orioles, he spit at an umpire in Toronto.
Roberto Alomar.
Yes. Guy from Duke. Yeah, all right. Well, you did pretty well.
Shane Battier. 260 points.
I know. There's a lot of guys from Duke that won championships, I guess. I don't know. Shane Battier.
Not really.
No?
All right. Zach, we have Come Back to Me. These athletes all return to the team that they started with later on in their careers. 45 seconds on the clock. Let's go. His nickname was Flash. He played for the Miami Heat with Shaq.
Dwayne Wade.
Yes. He had played for the 76ers. He had 4 scoring titles. Wore like a sleeve on his arm.
Allen Iverson.
Yes. He was a cornerback for the Raiders. Then he left to the Packers and became a safety. Then he came back to the Raiders.
Rod Woodson.
No, the other one.
The other one.
No, the other Woodson.
What? Wait a minute. You can't say that. No, you can't say the name. You're not allowed to say the name.
Go ahead. I can. Continue.
Oh, my God.
Defensive end and linebacker for the Dolphins. He was bald.
Zach Taylor.
No, it's the
other Taylor.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Jason Taylor.
Yeah. A new low from
I got it. You give it to him.
All right.
No, you don't give it to him. Stop it, brother.
60 points. 60 points. Go again. 60 points. Go again.
Yeah, we
you want to do the
time.
Last two categories?
Zach, would you like Funny How Time Flies or What Have You Done For Me Lately?
What have you done for me lately?
All right. These athletes all severely underperformed big contracts. 45 seconds. Let's go. Dog fighting quarterback.
Michael Vick.
Third baseman for the Tigers. He won like the Triple Crown. He's also a drunk.
Miguel Cabrera.
Yes.
Wow.
Quarterback that won the Super Bowl for the Eagles, but he sucks.
Nick Foles.
Yes. This is a point guard for the Wizards and the Houston
Rockets. John Wall.
Yes. Another point guard for the Wizards. This guy brought a gun into the locker room. Agent Zero.
Joe Marino.
Yes. This defensive end like stomped on somebody's head. He went to the Washington Redskins.
Ndamukong Su.
No. before him.
Albert Haynes.
Yes. Slugger for the Orioles. His nickname was Crush.
Chris Davis.
Yeah. Let's go.
Wow. He's in the
All
lead.
Right. All right.
That's
you want to bet you don't win?
400 points.
I'll bet you $1,000, Coop, you don't win the game.
400 points.
He won't pay up.
I bet you $1,000.
Wow.
I believe in
cocky,
Uncle
huh?
Mo.
I don't know. Let's discuss this. Let's talk. What are the parameters of the bet?
Uncle Mo has to. I got to make sure, Uncle Mo, you're not on the take on this, Uncle Mo, right? You're an ethical man.
No, I'm not on the take.
All right. No, I will guarantee. I guarantee right now. I'll stake my reputation in radio on this right now that we're going to win.
I don't know.
Come on. Hurry up! So. Let's play it! I'm wasting time.
I hope there's not a lot of NBA there.
I think we should discuss it
here we go.
2 minutes.
Let's discuss it a little bit more longer.
All right, 45 seconds on the clock. Funny how time flies. These athletes have already been retired for 10 years. 10 years.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go. Center for the Lakers with Kobe Bryant.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes. Center from China was drafted by the Houston Rockets.
Yao Ming.
Yes. He was head coach of the Tennessee Titans, played for the Patriots. Currently the head coach of the
Mike
Tennessee
Vrabel.
Titans. Yes. Star with the Red Sox. He was the side-by-side with Big Poppy, David Ortiz.
Manny Ramirez.
Yes. Quarterback for the Giants. A white guy from Penn State, played with the Raiders also.
Kerry Collins.
Yeah, that's a winner. And $1,000 from Coop. Outfielder played
ben
with the
pretty
Brewers.
Much cheated. He was came trying up, to like sabotage my
Brewers.
Round. He was complaining
came,
and
stop,
and,
Coop.
And,
I'm not done.
And delaying.
Came up with the
game.
Milwaukee Brewers. It around 500 home runs, played with the Dodgers, the Marlins,
I would have gotten that if not. I'm joking. All right. I appreciate it, Ben. Pittsburgh Penguins suck.
Okay.
The Penguins don't suck.
Oh, wait a minute. Zach says they don't suck. Why do you care, Zach? You're in Orlando. Why do you care?
I'm a Penguin fan.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
We don't have time.
Unfortunately, we don't have time. I wish we had time. But Coop Bogart of the time. How about Coop saying the player's name and saying that's allowed?
If the guy who guesses says
stop
the,
it. Don't defend
says,
cheating,
if he
Eddie.
Says the word,
you're like the Astros,
listen.
You guys.
You're
you all
the
cheat.
Astros. You're the
you're
biggest
a cheater,
cheater in the
Eddie,
world.
Just like Coop.
All you
cheater,
do is
cheater.
Cheat
I still
all
won.
The time.
I still won with you cheating.
You disqualified.
There's a commercial playing now, Eddie.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.